Mesach Tzuvit, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Mi tahalach lemedinat hayam be'avda derech tzedil. Somebody who went overseas and he lost the path to his field. As he had the field that is surrounded by other fields, and he owns a path that leads him to his field. And now when he comes back from Medinat Hayam, he does not remember where his path was. Admon Oimer Yelech Siksar. Admon says that he can insist that the owner of the surrounding field gives him a path, but he only has a right to the shortest path. The Chachamim Oimrim Yikne Loiderech B'Me'amane O Yifrach Ba'Avre. The Chachamim argue, they say that the person who owns the surrounding field does not have to give him a path. He has to buy it, even if it costs him 100 money. And if he doesn't want to pay money for it, then he will be forced to fly in the air to get to his field. Now, if it is only one person that owns all the surrounding fields, then even the Chachamim will agree that that person has to give him a path, since definitely his path goes through that person's field. And if it's a number of people that own the surrounding field, then even Admon will admit that since he does not know through which person's field his path goes to, each person can tell him, it is not my field that your path goes to, so therefore he cannot insist that they give him a path. They are arguing only if it's one person that owns the surrounding field, but that person bought these fields from a number of people. As that person can say, even though for sure your path goes through my field, I do not want to give you a path for free. And if you do not want to pay my price for it, then I'll simply return these fields to the original owners, and then you will be stuck. And since the original owners are a number of people, you will not be able to get a pass from them at all. So therefore, let's make a deal, and you pay me my price, and then I'll give you a pass.
Mesachas Ksuvit, Perek Yigimel, Mishnah Chet. Hamaisi Shtar Chob HaChaver. Reuven that takes out a Shtar Chob, which states that Shimon owes him money. And Shimon, in turn, takes out a shtar mechira, which shows that Reuven sold him a field after the date that the loan was due. And Shimon claims that he does not owe him any money. The shtar was already paid or it is forged. Shimon could say, Ilu hayiti chayv lecha, if I really owed you this money, you should have collected your loan before selling me your field. The Chachamim say, this is no riot, that Shimon does not owe Reuven money. Reuven sold him the field because he had foresight. He sold him the field in order that he would be able to collect his loan from the field, as it is easier to collect a loan from a piece of land than from other assets, as other assets are easy to hide as opposed to land that you can hide. Now, the Rav points out, in a makom with a minigit, that when somebody buys a field, he gives the money before he takes a shtar, then the Chachamim will admit that the fact that he sold the field is a raya, that Shimon does not owe him money. Because when Shimon gave him the money for the land, he should have taken that money as collection for his loan, instead of giving him the land. When are they arguing in a makom with a minigit that a shtar is given before the money is paid? Now, Admon says, still, this is a raya, that Shimon does not owe him any money. Because at the time he sold him the land, he should have written a shtar modah, which is a shtar that states that the reason why he is selling the land is not because Shimon does not owe him money, but because he wants to be able to collect his loan from this land. And the Chachamim say the fact that he did not write a shtar modah is not a raya that Shimon does not owe him money. The reason he didn't write a shtar modah is because since you need Aiden for a shtar modah, Reuven was afraid that if he would write a shtar modah, then it would get publicized that he's only selling him the land in order to collect his loan from it, and Shimon would refuse to buy the land from him.